This morning, in the message that I want to share with the boys and girls and with everyone else, I want to be really just teaching one simple lesson, and that is that God can be trusted. But there's sort of going to be a dramatic telling of a story. And the boys and girls don't even know this yet, but they are going to help me with the telling of a story. And first of all, for the wee tiny ones here and the very young boys and girls, I have a job for you to do, okay? And in a moment or two, I'm going to tell a story. And every time you hear the word lion or lions, I want you to jump up really quickly and go and roar like a lion. Do you think you would be able to do that? Well, I would like you to practice it. So I'm going to mention the word lion, and whenever... No. Sir, if you want to do that, you are over here. So in a moment, when I mention the word lion, you stand up, if you're in this group, and you roar like a lion. Okay, so I am going to be talking about a story that mentions some lions. So jump up. You stand up. You have to stand up and you roar like a lion. Show me how you can do it. Ah, right. Okay, sit down. Because here's the thing about this story. Whenever you stand up and roar like a lion, and whenever I hold up this piece of paper which says God can be trusted, what you are going to have to do very, very quickly is stop roaring like a lion and sit down really quickly and really quietly. Okay? So that's what you have to do. When you hear lion, you stand up and roar like a lion, but when this is lifted high, you sit down really quickly and are really quiet. Okay? Now, I have a job for this group. Because every time that you hear the words sinful and ungodly men, when you hear that, I want you to stand up and make a really cross face and shake your fists like this. Do you think you'll be able to do that? Stand up, make a really cross face. Do it now. Stand up, make a really cross face. And shake your fists in the air. Do it, please. Come on, up. Okay. Some of you are smiling. That's not very cross looking. You have to actually look very cross and shake your fists. And here's the thing. Whenever you're doing that, and I lift this up, God can be trusted, you have to very, very quickly sit down and take your fists down and stop being cross. Okay? Do you know what we're going to do? That's very good. And there's one other thing that I want to do. And I have got someone, and he doesn't even realize. Callum, pass those praying hands over to Callum. Callum, whenever you are now becoming Daniel, whenever you hear the word Daniel, I want you to stand up and hold the praying hands high. So just practice doing that now, please. Just stand up and hold them nice and high. Make sure that everybody can turn it round the right way. The other way, please. Yep. That everybody can see the praying hands. Okay, good boy. Right, thank you. Now, boys and girls, this story that I am going to tell you is found in the Bible passages that were read. And it all happened during the reign of a man called Darius. He was the king. He was in charge. And there were some sinful and ungodly men in this land. Okay? You have to listen really well. And you only sit down when I hold this up. That's okay. And these sinful and ungodly men, one day they came to Darius and they said, Darius, we think that there should be a new rule in this country that people should only be praying to you and to your God. And if anyone is caught praying to anyone else, that they should be cast into the den of lions. And so the decree went out. But there was a person in that land whose name was Daniel. And he was a man of God. And Daniel had a practice of praying to God three times every day. The sinful and ungodly man. They heard about this. And they set a trap for Daniel. And the sinful and ungodly men, they went to the king and they said, there is a man who has broken your rule and he's going to have to be cast into the den of lions. King Darius was very, very sad because he loved and really respected Daniel. Daniel has to make sure he's not sleeping. But there was nothing that the king could do. And so I'm sorry to have to tell you that Daniel, great man that he was taken and thrown into the den of lions. The sinful and ungodly men, some of whom are sleeping, were very pleased. It was a very, very long night. And Darius could not sleep, because he kept thinking about his friend Daniel. Had God delivered Daniel? And so very, very early on in the morning, he ran down to the den of lions. And he shouted out the name, Daniel, Daniel, where are you? And Daniel shouted back, because God had saved him. And the king was very angry. He was very happy because Daniel had been saved. But he was very angry when he thought about the sinful and ungodly man. And sinful and ungodly men were taken and they were put into the den of lions. Boys and girls, that is the true story which you find in the Bible. And the lesson of that story is simply this, that God can be trusted. I was interested to see there from the boys and girls who were doing the last little piece, and you saw some of the different faces. Sometimes boys and girls, and I want you to be honest here, put up your hands if you're sometimes very happy. Put hands down. Put up your hands if sometimes you're a bit sad. Okay, hands down. Put up your hands if sometimes you're a bit cross. Tell the truth now, boys and girls. Well, here's the thing, boys and girls. Whether you're happy, sad, cross, or whatever, God can be trusted. And let me read you from the Bible a wonderful little lesson that was read earlier. Boys and girls and everyone else, and excuse me, everyone else, for maybe standing partly with my back to you, but you'll understand. I want to really look at the boys and girls. Here's the thing, boys and girls. It says this about God: for he is the living God, and he endures forever. And boys and girls, that is why God can be trusted. Even though in this world, now are you listening? Don't let me catch you sleeping. Even though in this world there are still many sinful and ungodly men. Come on. God can be trusted. Even though there are many, many scary things that can happen, like being cast into a den of lions. God can be trusted. And folks, I want to draw your attention to it, and I'm not going to spend a long time on it, but it tells us in this passage, in Daniel chapter 6, it tells us in verse 23 that Daniel trusted in his God. Daniel trusted in his God. And boys and girls, and everyone else, that's what it means to be a Christian. It means to come first and foremost to entrust yourself to Jesus. It means to throw yourself on him. It means to call upon him to save you. Here's a little verse, boys and girls, and everyone else. It says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And we all need to be saved. And the way to be saved is to put your trust in Jesus, the one who died and rose again, and to confess him as your friend and as your Lord. So boys and girls, I don't know whether... And let me ask the older boys, have you started to watch the World Cup, some of you? Some of the girls are saying it's boring. I'm not going to get diverted too much, but who has a favourite team and you're wanting this team to win? Tell me what the team is. Pardon? That may be your favourite team, but the World Cup, maybe you're supporting Spain, are you? Oh, Portugal, very good. And any other team being supported? Pardon? Japan. Is Japan even in it? Right. Any other teams? France, okay. Well, I don't know if you've seen this on the television, boys and girls. There's a big thing about the World Cup that says history will be made. I want you to think about that word history. His story. His story. God's story will be made. And boys and girls, here's the story this morning. God can be trusted. Even when you're sad, even when you're cross, even when things are not certain as to what's going on, folks, I could develop this morning, and maybe this is not the time nor the place, but we do live in a very challenging age, and you don't need me to go into all the details. Society is rapidly changing. The tide is out as regards the gospel. The people are not slow nowadays to criticize the gospel, to criticize the Church of Jesus Christ, to criticize those who seek to stand by the word of God. That is the age in which we live. And there is a sense in which, and I've already detected this amongst some people, people are saying, well, where's this all going to end? Where's it all going to go? I say to you this morning, God can be trusted. Believe that with your heart. Take that on board this morning. No matter what is happening, God can be trusted. So I want to challenge you with that this morning at a wider level. And I come back to my last point, and it's this. Make sure, boys and girls, that you have asked the Lord Jesus into your heart as your Savior and your friend. Make sure, everyone gathered here this morning, God can be trusted. Doesn't matter what your personal situations may be, your family situation, your business situation, the community situation, the national situation, the international situation. We believe, as Bible-believing Christians, that God can be trusted. Will you trust Him with everything? And most of all, with your life and with your eternity. Boys and girls, let's close our eyes just for a moment, and we're going to have a little prayer. Let's close our eyes, and I'm going to lead us in a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning that You can be trusted. No matter how many sinful and ungodly people are around, no matter the dens of lions that may be around us, God can be trusted. Help us as boys and girls and mums and dads and friends and family and neighbours to really believe that and to rest upon that in our own souls. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to sing at this point this lovely hymn that speaks about how God comes to rescue us.